I invite you to join us for your rhythm. Just like before, we do it one time now, but very calmly. Arrive at yourself. Feel the center of your heart. Slowly go through your body. Feel through your body, your legs downwards, into the earth. Let the counter currents come about. You are only going down. And allow them to carry you and your heart. And let your breath react. I turn aside, you can stay as you are. And if you do the ERO in the body, how it's expressed in a way to describe what we do, we are not using the arms so much, but we just become aware that leaning backwards has to do with the R quality because it's receiving, and leaning forward has to do with the O quality because it's giving. Yeah? And we are looking, afterwards I add a little bit how does the U can be added to it, because the ERO is a well-known exercise, and we go a little bit further to the U. And we should look a little bit into what's behind this exercise. What do we want to touch with this exercise? So, when you just recollect the feeling, how you stood there in the end, when you were grounded, connected with yourself, and carried by those dreams which make you upright and tall. Then feel your shoulder blades, feel your back. Maybe feel a little bit the back of your hands if this helps. And feel into your back in a way that a pulling starts, which slightly pulls you backwards. But feel also that after a while, something comes about like a cushion you can lean against. And it's really soft, you can really a little bit push against it, and it pushes you back. And then maybe use your hands for the first time from your heart. Go through your body downwards, and when you feel your legs, allow them to bring you slowly forward. You are going through your body inside down, and this brings you forward, and suddenly you notice I'm forward. And I feel a strength in myself like a pole, and I can just shake this pole a little bit, and I still feel held from within. And then slowly come back to the middle. And now feel your uprightness. Let your breath react and make a little step forward or backward. That was a little bit quick now, what does Theodore wants me to do? But that was the whole story, and it's just we try to experience these forces which carry us from the outside, from behind, and the forces which carry us from within. Yeah? And the one have more to do with being supported. It's the forces from behind and being supported from below. Okay, we do it again. We just stand upright. Feel the back in such a way that a slight pulling starts in our shoulder blades and the lower back. It pulls us back, but I detect that something comes about which pushes from behind, I can lean against it. I feel supported. Wow. Inwardly, I go down. This brings me forward. I'm not doing it myself. And suddenly I feel strengthened from within, strong, a pole, leaning forward, but no danger to fall. I let my breath react and come back into the center. And just feel, how does it feel to stand up right now? Okay. And now we do a little bit, because we want to go to the ao. Allow our arms, when we lean backwards, to open up a little bit, because that's a pretty natural way of experiencing the R quality. And when we go forward, we do the O, this pole, Okay, and then the U is something which really wants to go further, and we add this after the O, and I tell you the next step as well, with which we finish this part. I am upright, carried. I feel my back, pulled back, carried, supported from behind. I can relax. I go down, my arms open up. I feel this everywhere. It's so nice. Inwardly I go down, and now what is being supporting from behind comes with me and forms the O. I feel supported from within, and what has supported me from behind creates this O, like wings creating this O, but full of energy from behind. This energy I feel in my O wants to go further. It wants to go out, 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 out. I really want, I nearly fall, and then I take this U in and I bring it into my body. U. And calmness and peace comes about. So the part E-R-O is well known, and just allow your arms to go with it and experience that this space from behind becomes the encompassing space from the O. And this power from down there, the pole, becomes the inner power of the O. And then this wants to come into a flow. It wants to go somewhere. It wants to bring me somewhere. And this wanting to go somewhere, I try to incorporate into myself. I am on the way. The E lives in me from the beginning. The U lives around it, carrying it. Okay. We continue with the small AO gesture. And all AOs have in a way the AO in it. So we start this there, at the heart. We go into the R. Slowly, we start to make a circle. It becomes an O, the whole circumference. And then we come back to ourselves with the U gesture. We arrive here. The U has this parallelity. And for this reason, as soon as I make this parallelity, I can feel this U coming in. Let's do this A-U-U once again. I go out, I open up. I feel everything, the whole circumference. And instead of I'm going out, it is streaming in. And my heart receives it. And my heart is so big that it really can take it in. My heart is so big. And because the parallelity, something can only be parallel if it feels each other, the original U is touching each other. So you can also put your hands on top of each other and then bring it in, because the U is the parallelity which really has come together, becoming one. We do it one more time. Ah. Oh. and feel it in your heart. And let go. When you remember this drawing I used with the light triangle in the slide presentation, the triangle, we had this yellow circumference around it. Yeah? And the Ao, yeah, the sun energy, has a lot to do with the relationship of center and periphery. And while the moon was just busy with what's between and how can I bring this in, the sun in a way has a relationship which has nothing in between. I'm there and there. Between the sun and the planets, that's a relationship of force, of power, not of matter. Yeah? The planets know exactly where they have to go without any physical lead. They are tied to. And we try it in a way, just spread your arms out and feel the circumference. And allow yourself to experience yourself in a two-dimensional space. Yeah? It's a plane and there's the circumference. And then slowly come in. Come to your center and now experience your center. Here's the center of my being, the point of all, the main point of myself. And then open up again and feel the periphery. And now we can try that when you are in the periphery and you feel it very strongly, that suddenly your center comes into existence again. And when you come in and you feel your center, suddenly the periphery comes in. And feel the strong bond which is in between those two. Open up. I go to the periphery. And I detect my strong center, even strong. And I come in. And I detect not only my center, but equally strong the periphery. And let go. The exercises look different. Similar, yeah? We had some similar things with the A gesture, but I wanted to invite you to experience this relationship of force, of power, of, yeah? Nothing in between, but completely connected, yeah? This, to experience this in this Ao exercises. Okay, we do the Ao with the, in the quality, the Ao brings us backwards. And we do now, and the R, and the R is letting go. So we just take your hands up and open up the space above you. And then just let it stream downwards in your back and experience it as a quality of the R. I'm receptive, I let go. I feel carried from behind and I let go. And then experience this quality of the O, when you just work to penetrate your body in order to really bring it forward. Now I'm born. There I am. And then start to stream upwards and go upwards and feel this parallelity and how this grounds you. You become upright, tall and grounded. And then let go and keep this in mind. The R, the O, the U, the process, and you in between. And you can do the U just as a parallel streaming upwards, or you can do it as parallel arms, yeah, going upwards. The effect that you get roots from it while you're becoming tall stays the same. We just do it one more time. You just open up. We let the R stream down. Leans us backward naturally. And now we realize, yes, it needs something to penetrate all this matter, the body, till it's born. Yeah. And now we create the U. We ray through the arms, far out. The weight is on our toes. And we become rooted, 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 full of light. And we let go. Ao, like eurythmy, the art of contradictions, A and U. Shall I do this or shall I do that? Shall I go out or shall I stay home? Yeah, U going out, R staying home. And this we also practice a little bit closer to our body. And just use your hands to describe the form of your body from the heart downwards. Have a little bit of tension in your hands. And next to your body, or a little bit before, just go down. Just to feel the contour, the planes of your body. Yes. Feel like you're well packed in. And then keep this feeling in the body. And create an R. And now let it stream in through the arms while you keep this well-packed uprightness in your body. And then let go. Let your breath react, and we repeat it one more time. I turn around. And the idea is that you feel this parallelity of the U, the being streamed through, and that the U brings you a little bit on the toes, even more than the E. But the U does it by itself. And the R, the streaming in of the R, in a way, has another quality. It wants to condense you. It wants to bring you on the heels. And just let both be present. Take your hands. I stand like this, then you can see both sides of me. And I stream down. Ooh. I go into the ooh. I feel it stronger and stronger. I keep this and add the ah. Ah. And I let my breath react and let it go. It's more, it's a sort of meditation in the body. The last exercise is the yes and no. And I just want to re-look into the yes and no exercise now, not from a therapeutic point of view, but from what we need to come closer to the Ao, to the sun forces, to the heart forces, to the decision making. And yes and no pretty clearly must have something to do with deciding, because do I say yes or do I say no? I have to decide it. But what has it to do with the Ao? And yeah, what does it want to teach us for this week? And just stand upright, feel your body. Feel yourself between in front and behind, and also between left and right. Please take make you clear what your left leg is. That's the other one then you see from me. And take the left leg to make a half a circle forward. You go to the side, make half a circle and place it in front. Both feet are on the floor and your heart is clearly open towards your saying yes to, because this half a circle is called the yes movement. And then just come back to the center. Do the same towards behind with your right leg. The right leg goes to the side, makes half a circle behind, you place it, you stand on both feet, and your heart is clearly open towards your chance in front of you, because you say no, that's the gesture, the leg movement for no, but you want this no to arrive. To where it's meant to. We do it again, we say yes with the left leg, left to the side, forward, place it. And then come back, and no with the right leg backwards and behind. What has this leg movement to do with decision making? Despite that maybe yes with David's left side, the heart says left, yes, and the harder side of us, the right side, says no. Okay, that's something we can understand. But just take into consideration that this decision, I invite you to join us for Eurythmy. Just like before, we do it one time now, but very calmly. Arrive at yourself. Feel the center of your heart. Slowly go through your body. Feel through your body, your legs downwards, into the earth. Let the counter currents come about. You are only going down. And allow them to carry you and your heart. And let your breath react. I turn aside, you can stay as you are. And if you do the ERO in the body, how it's expressed in a way to describe what we do, we are not using the arms so much, but we just become aware that leaning backwards has to do with the R quality because it's receiving, and leaning forward has to do with the O quality because it's giving. Yeah? And we are looking, afterwards I add a little bit how does the U can be added to it, because the ERO is a well-known exercise, and we go a little bit further to the U. And we should look a little bit into what's behind this exercise. What do we want to touch with this exercise? So, when you just recollect the feeling, how you stood there in the end, when you were grounded, connected with yourself, and carried by those dreams which make you upright and tall. Then feel your shoulder blades, feel your back. Maybe feel a little bit the back of your hands if this helps. And feel into your back in a way that a pulling starts, which slightly pulls you backwards. But feel also that after a while, something comes about like a cushion you can lean against. And it's really soft, you can really a little bit push against it and it pushes you back. And then maybe use your hands for the first time from your heart. Go through your body downwards, and when you feel your legs, allow them to bring you slowly forward. You are going through your body inside down. And this brings you forward, and suddenly you notice I'm forward and I feel a strength in myself like a pole, and I can just shake this pole a little bit and I still feel held from within. And then slowly come back to the middle. And now feel your uprightness. Let your breath react and make a little step forward or backward. That was a little bit quick now. What does Theodore wants me to do? But that was the whole story. And it's just we try to experience these forces which carry us from the outside, from behind, and the forces which carry us from within. Yeah? And the one have more to do with being supported. It's the forces from behind and being supported from below. Okay, we do it again. We just stand upright. Feel the back in such a way that a slight pulling starts in our shoulder blades and the lower back. It pulls us back, but I detect that something comes about which pushes from behind. I can lean against it. I feel supported. Wow. Inwardly I go down. This brings me forward. I'm not doing it myself. And suddenly I feel strengthened from within, strong, a pole, leaning forward, but no danger to fall. Whoa. I let my breath react and come back into the center. And just feel, how does it feel to stand upright? Okay, and now we do a little bit, because we want to go to the Ao. Allow our arms, when we lean backwards, yeah, to open up a little bit, because that's a pretty natural way of experiencing the R quality. And when we go forward, we do the O, this pole, yeah? Okay, and then the U is something which really wants to go further. And we add this after the O, and I tell you the next step as well. Yeah, with which we finish this part. I am upright, carried. I feel my back, pulled back, carried, supported from behind. I can relax. I go down. Ah, my arms open up. I feel this ah everywhere. Ah, it's so nice. Inwardly I go down. And now what is being supporting me from behind comes with me and forms the O. I feel supported from within. And what has supported me from behind creates this O, like wings creating this O, but full of energy from behind. This energy I feel in my all wants to go further. It wants to go out, 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 out. I really want, I nearly fall. And then I take this U in and I bring it into my body. U. And calmness and peace comes about. So the part E-R-O is well known, and just allow your arms to go with it and experience that this space from behind becomes the encompassing space from the O, and this power from down there, the pole, becomes the inner power of the O, and then this wants to come into a flow, it wants to go somewhere, it wants to bring me somewhere. And this wanting to go somewhere, I try to incorporate into myself. I am on the way. The E lives in me from the beginning. The U lives around it, carrying it. Okay, we continue with the small ow gesture. And all ows have in a way the ow in it. So we start this there, at the heart. We go into the ah. Slowly we start to make a circle. It becomes an O, the whole circumference. And then we come back to ourselves with the U gesture. We arrive here. The U has this parallelity. And for this reason, as soon as I make this parallelity, I can feel this U coming in. Let's do this A-U-U once again. I go out, I open up. I feel everything, the whole circumference. And instead of I'm going out, it is streaming in. And my heart receives it. And my heart is so big that it really can take it in. My heart is so big. And because the parallelity, something can only be parallel if it feels each other, the original U is touching each other. So you can also put your hands on top of each other and then bring it in, because the U is the parallelity which really has come together, becoming one. We do it one more time. Ah. Oh. And feel it in your heart. And let go. When you remember this drawing I used with the light triangle in the slight presentation, the triangle, we had this yellow circumference around it. Yeah? And the Ao, yeah, the sun energy, has a lot to do with the relationship of center and periphery. And while the moon was just busy with what's between and how can I bring this in, the sun in a way has a relationship which has nothing in between. I'm there and there. Between the sun and the planets, that's a relationship of force, of power, not of matter. Yeah? The planets know exactly where they have to go without any physical lead they are tied to. And we try it in a way, just spread your arms out and feel the circumference and allow yourself to experience yourself in a two-dimensional space. Yeah? It's a plane and there's the circumference. And then slowly come in. Come to your center and now experience your center. Here's the center of my being. The point of all, the main point of myself. And then open up again and feel the periphery. And now we can try that when you are in the periphery and you feel it very strongly, that suddenly your center comes into existence again. And when you come in, and you feel your center, suddenly the periphery comes in. And feel the strong bond which is in between those two. Open up. I go to the periphery. And I detect my strong center, even strong. And I come in. And I detect not only my center, but equally strong the periphery. And let go. The exercises look different, similar, yeah? We had some similar things with the E gesture, but I wanted to invite you to experience this relationship of force, of power, of, yeah? Nothing in between, but completely connected, yeah? This, to experience this in this AU exercises. Okay, we do the AU with the, in the quality, the AU brings us backwards. And we do now in the R, and the R is letting go. So we just take your hands up and open up the space above you. And then just let it stream downwards in your back and experience it as a quality of the R. I'm receptive, I let go. I feel carried from behind and I let go. And then experience this quality of the O, when you just work to penetrate your body in order to really bring it forward. Now I'm born. There I am. And then start to stream upwards and go upwards and feel this parallelity and how this grounds you. You become upright, tall and grounded. And then let go and keep this in mind. The R, the O, the U, the process, and you in between. And you can do the U just as a parallel streaming upwards, or you can do it as parallel arms. Yeah, going upwards, the effect that you get roots from it while you're becoming tall stays the same. We just do it one more time. We just open up. We let the R stream down. Leans us backward naturally. And now we realize, yes, it needs something to penetrate all this matter, the body, till it's born. Yeah. And now we create the U. We raise through the arms, far out. The weight is on our toes. And we become rooted, 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 full of light. And we let go. AU, like Eurythmy, the art of contradictions. A and U. Shall I do this or shall I do that? Shall I go out or shall I stay home? Yeah, U going out, A staying home. And this we also practice a little bit closer to our body. And just use your hands to describe the form of your body from the heart downwards. Have a little bit of tension in your hands. And next to your body, or a little bit before, just go down, just to feel the contour, the planes of your body. Yes. Feel like a well packed in, and then keep this feeling in the body and create an R, and now let it stream in through the arms while you keep this well packed uprightness in your body, and then let go. Let your breath react, and we repeat it one more time. I turn around. And the idea is that you feel this parallelity of the U, the being streamed through, and that the U brings you a little bit on the toes, even more than the E. But the U does it by itself. And the R, the streaming in of the R, in a way, has another quality. It wants to condense you. It wants to bring you on the heels. And just let both be present. Take your hands. I stand like this, then you can see both sides of me. And I stream down. Ooh. I go into the ooh. I feel it stronger and stronger. I keep this and add the ah. Ah. And I let my breath react and let it go. It's more, it's a sort of meditation in the body. The last exercise is the yes and no. And I just want to re-look into the yes and no exercise now, not from a therapeutic point of view, but from what we need to come closer to the Ao, to the sun forces, to the heart forces, to the decision making. And yes and no pretty clearly must have something to do with deciding, because do I say yes or do I say no? I have to decide it. But what has it to do with the Ao? And yeah, what does it want to teach us for this week? And just stand upright, feel your body, feel yourself between in front and behind, and also between left and right. Please make you clear what your left leg is. That's the other one then you see from me. And take the left leg to make a half a circle forward. You go to the side, make half a circle, and place it in front. Both feet are on the floor, and your heart is clearly open towards your saying yes to, because this half a circle is called the yes movement. And then just come back to the center. Do the same towards behind with your right leg. The right leg goes to the side, makes half a circle behind, you place it, you stand on both feet, and your heart is clearly open towards your chance in front of you, because you say no, that's the gesture there. Leg movement for no, but you want this no to arrive. To where it's meant to. We do it again. We say yes with the left leg. Left to the side. Forward. Place it. And then come back. And no with the right leg backwards. And behind. What has this leg movement to do with decision making? Despite that maybe yes with David's left side, the heart says left, yes, and the harder side of us, the right side, says no. Okay, that's something we can understand. But just take into consideration that this decision making takes place zwischen left and right. This. And now that we use now our leg to really go with our will forces into this left and right dimension. So use your left leg and go as far as possible to the left. It's the arguments we collect in order to bring them. And now we place our arguments for yes. And then we come back to the center. And now we continue with the right leg to behind. And we are also, first we have to collect the arguments. So we go to the right. And then we bring it back. And then we place it. And okay. And that's why we keep the feet close to the floor. We don't touch it. But we don't want to lose the arguments on the way to where we want to place them before we have reached the conference where we want to influence the decision-making process, or we want to tell them our decision. Okay, left, yes, and far out. Collect arguments, bring them, don't lose them, and place them. And you can already a little bit look that the feet are not just in front of each other, but placed a little bit parallel. I'll tell you later why. Come back to the center. Right foot, arguments, behind, place it. Now, if you give me 3-4 more minutes, I can finish this. It won't take more time. And now, what we also have to learn a little bit, that we use the whole body for thinking. Yeah? So we do not just think with our legs, what we've just done. We take the whole part. And now, let's have this left-right dimension in mind, or here, where our lungs are, and become a little bit wide here, when we open and place it. And come back. Yeah? So we use our thought system, the lung head system, to really spread out. Wow, the legs do it too. And then we place it. No. Okay. Let your breath react. Now a last thought. So in the practice, just don't do it down there, but be aware it's actually happening here. And the legs are executing what is happening here. And now, what does it have to do with au? Look, does this movement, we do the yes movement, we go out. Does this remind you a little bit of the ah, this opening up? And then we have this bow forward. Does this remind you of the O? And then placing it parallel, does this remind you of the U, the principle of parallelity, of being on the way? And then come back. It's an AU, an AU. The no movement, A, O, U. And to the center. And if you add, or just have put a little bit of care how you place the foot in front, and if you touch the earth very carefully, that's the quality of the M. You are so much in it. How do I meet you, dear earth? I taste it how I do it. Then you even have the word Aum in it. Decision making with the heart. Aum, very tender, and back, and no, Aum is the no leg right behind, Aum. Come back to the center, let your breath react, feel your legs, feel your uprightness. Take a seat, let what we've been doing resonate, and enjoy.